我名叫格兰特·西姆斯。
I am a seminarian and at Westminster Seminary, California, and I'm a fellow congregate of Christ Reformed Church.
我是加州威敏神学院的一名神学生，也是基督改革宗教会的一名会众。
Thank you so much for welcoming me here today, and for allowing me to expound for you the Word of God as found in our New Testament lesson.
非常高兴今天你们欢迎我来到这里，并允许我向你们讲解新约圣经的教导。
Today's passage is 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 9.
今天我们的经文是哥林多前书三章一到九节，由我来读。这是上帝对我们今天说的话。弟兄们，我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，只得把你们当作属肉体，在耶稣基督里为婴孩的。我是用奶喂你们，就是如今没有用饭喂你们，那时你们不能吃，就是如今还是不能。你们仍是属肉体的，因为在你们中间有嫉妒纷争，这岂不是属肉体照着世人的样子行吗？有说我是属保罗的，有说我是属亚波罗的，这岂不是你们和世人一样吗？亚波罗算什么？保罗算什么？无非是执事，照主所赐给他们个人的引导你们相信。我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了，唯有神叫他生长。可见栽种的算不得什么，浇灌的也算不得什么，只在那叫他生长的神。栽种的和浇灌的都是一样，但将来个人要照自己的功夫得自己的赏赐。因为我们是与神同工的，你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。这是今天上帝对我们说的话。
Today Paul is addressing what we might call the Corinthian paradox.
今天保罗向我们讲论的是被称为哥林多悖论的一个有争议的话题。
Believe it or not,You have actually encountered this paradox yourselves.
也许呢，你们不能够相信，其实呢，你们自己呢，也肯定遇到过这样的悖论。
We Christians know and believe the gospel.
我们作为基督徒，我们相信福音。
And we know that the Holy Spirit is working in us to make us more like Jesus.
我们知道圣灵在我们里面做工，使我们更像基督。
But we Christians also often don't look that different from our unbelieving neighbors.
但是我们基督徒呢，又常常呢，看起来呢，和我们周边邻舍不幸的邻舍呢，没有什么不一样。
This is the problem that Paul addresses in our passage today.
这就是保罗在今天的经文里面要解决的问题。
From the start of the letter, Paul has reminded the Corinthians of who they are in Christ.
从书信的一开始，保罗呢就提醒哥林多人呢，他们在耶稣基督里的身份。
In chapter 1, Paul says they have been called to be saints and sanctified in Christ.
在第一章中，保罗就说他们蒙召 做的是圣徒，并且在耶稣基督里已经成圣了。
In chapter 2, Paul calls the Corinthians both mature and spiritual.
在第二章中，保罗呢称哥林多人他们既成熟又属灵。
They are mature because they have received the wisdom of God.
说他们成熟是因为他们已经领受了上帝的福音，智慧。
And that wisdom of God is none other than the gospel of Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
上帝的福音，上帝的智慧不是别的，就是耶稣基督的福音和他钉十字架。
By believing that Jesus lived, died, resurrected, for them. The Corinthians were therefore mature.
哥林多人相信耶稣基督为他们而活，为他们而死，为他们复活，因此他们在耶稣基督里是成熟的。
But Paul also calls the Corinthians spiritual.
保罗呢也称哥林多人呢是属灵的。
They're spiritual because it was the Holy Spirit who granted them faith in Christ and who is now working in them.
之所以说他们是属灵的呢，是因为圣灵赐予他们对耶稣基督的信心，并且在他们心里动工。
In fact, they have all that they need to live a life characterized by Christian faith, hope, and love by the Spirit.
事实上呢，靠着圣灵，他们已经拥有了基督徒在信心、盼望和爱心上的一切的特质，就是基督徒生活所需要的一切。
But Paul points out that lately their lives have not been characterized this way.
然而，保罗呢最后又指出，他们的生活并没有体现出来这些特质。
This is the Corinthian paradox.
这就是哥林多悖论。
The Corinthians are true Christians, but they are thinking and behaving like unbelievers.
哥林多人是真正的基督徒，但他们的思想和他们的行为和非信徒没有什么不同。
Having surveyed earlier material from this letter, let's continue to our first of two points. Do not boast in men.
我们了解了这封信的前期的背景，现在让我们继续来探讨我们今天的两点中的第一点，就是不可夸耀人。
Let's now discuss verses 1-4.
我们来看第一节到第四节。
The Corinthians are not actually unspiritual.
哥林多人实际上呢，并不是不属灵。
They do not lack the Holy Spirit.
他们不缺圣灵。
Yet Paul addresses them as if they were unspiritual, because that is how they're acting.
但是呢，保罗呢又说他们呢一点呢也不像属灵的样子，因为呢他们的行为呢就是这么表现出来的。
Paul effectively says, "I can't even address you as spiritual people on account of your behavior."
保罗实际上是在说呢，按照你们的行为呢，我不能把你们当成属灵的人。
Your behavior itself is fleshly, not spiritual.
你们的行为呢本身呢就是属肉体的，而不是属灵的。
Though you are mature in Christ, you are behaving like infants, like babies.
虽然你们在耶稣基督里已经成熟了，但你们的行为却像幼儿，像婴儿。
Earlier, Paul used the word mature, which would have referred to someone with perfected wisdom.
早些时候呢，保罗呢使用了成熟这个字，指的就是有完全智慧的人。
Paul has been emphasizing that the gospel of Jesus Christ is the perfected wisdom of God.
保罗一贯呢是强调耶稣基督的福音是神完美的智慧。
And the Corinthians have already received this gospel by faith.
哥林多人呢已经凭着信心呢领受了这样的福音。
Paul may have spoken this way because the Corinthians themselves were touting their own so-called maturity.
保罗之所以这么说呢，可能是因为哥林多人自己呢也在吹嘘自己是如何的成熟。
In addition, it was common in their culture to use the metaphor of milk to refer to elementary basic teachings.
此外呢，在哥林多的文化当中呢，当时的文化当中呢，常常使用牛奶来比喻初级的和基本的教导。
They would also refer to deeper or higher knowledge as solid foods.
他们把更深刻的、更高层次的知识呢，称之为固体的食物。
The Corinthians may have been effectively saying this of Paul.
哥林多人呢，可能有这样向保罗表达过。
Paul's teaching is good and all, but it is mere milk.
保罗的教导呢，当然好，固然是好的，但它只不过是牛奶而已。
We need more solid food.
我们还想要更多的干货、干粮。
We must graduate from Paul's simple gospel to something more profound, something more useful.
那么我们要想从保罗简单的福音小学里面毕业，我们要想向更深奥的、更有用的大学进军。
Despite the Corinthians' high opinion of their own maturity, Paul points to their behavior as evidence of the contrary.
所以呢，尽管哥林多人对自己的成熟呢评价呢颇高，但是保罗呢却指出他们的行为证明恰恰相反。
Therefore, Paul effectively says, "You're right."
所以呢，保罗实际上是说呢，你对的。
The simple gospel I preached when I first came to you was indeed milk.
我从前第一次来你们这里向你们传讲的简单的福音呢，确实是牛奶。
At that time, when you were infants, I gave you the milk that you needed.
那个时候呢，你们是婴儿，所以呢，我就给你们牛奶。
But even now, by your strife and jealousy, it is evident that you are still infants in need of milk.
但是即便在现在呢，你们从你们的纷争和你们的嫉妒来看呢，你们仍然是需要牛奶的婴儿。
You still need to hear.
你还是要福音。
What the Corinthians also do not realize is that you cannot progress beyond the gospel.
哥林多人呢还没有意识到人不能超越福音。
Paul is not withholding from anything from the Corinthians that they have not already received.
保罗没有向哥林多人保留任何他们没有领受的东西。
If the Corinthians were truly mature, they would recognize that the same gospel that they regard as milk is also truly solid food.
如果哥林多人真正成熟的话，他们会意识到，他们视为牛奶的福音，实际上就是真正的干粮。
The difference between food for the infantile and food for the mature is not a difference in the substance of Paul's teaching.
婴儿的食物和成人的食物之间的区别，并不是保罗教导的实质上的差别。
The difference is in the perspective of the Corinthians themselves.
而在于哥林多人个人的出发点。
The wisdom of God for infants and adults is the same.
神的智慧对婴儿和对成人是一样的。
It is Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
这智慧就是耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Therefore, all progress beyond the gospel is regression into childishness.
所以呢，一切进步，一切所谓超出福音的进步，都是倒退，回到幼稚园。
But how exactly were the Corinthians being childish?
那么哥林多人是究竟是如何幼稚的呢？
They were acting as people ruled by their flesh.
他们的行为呢，就像是肉体在统治他们的人。
To behave only in a human way, as Paul says, is to act according to one's sinful human nature.
就像保罗说的，他们是照着世人的样子行，就是照着人自然的罪性来行事。
Hence, they are guilty of jealousies and rivalries.
所以呢，他们犯了嫉妒和纷争的罪。
But what exactly are they fighting over?
那么他们是为了什么而争斗呢？
Let's continue now by considering verses 5 and 6.
我们继续来看第五到第六节。
In the city of Corinth, competitive showmanship was the order of the day.
哥林多这个城市呢，在当时呢，个人表演性的这种竞技已经成为当时的一种时尚。
Commonly, loyal students would affiliate themselves with particular teachers who would then compete with one another for applause.
通常呢，有忠诚度的学生呢，都要从属于一个特定的老师。然后呢，老师们呢就相互的尊敬，以获得掌声和推崇。
So the Corinthian church likewise divided their loyalties over their favorite church leaders.
所以呢，哥林多的教会的会众也是一样，他们按照忠诚呢，把自己划分呢归给每一个各自喜欢的教会的领袖。
They regarded superficial displays of eloquence and sophistication as evidence of true power and wisdom.
他们把人表面的雄辩和人的干练和人的啊人的这个才智当成真正的力量和智慧的表现。
The Corinthians think they're great merely because they sat under the teaching of Paul, Apollos, or Peter.
哥林多人呢，啊，认为自己了不起，什么原因呢？是因为他们跟从于、从师于保罗、亚波罗或者彼得的教导。
But Paul challenges this by simply asking, "What is Paul?"
但是保罗呢，则通过非常简单的一个提问来挑战这种想法。他说。保罗算什么？
He doesn't say who.
他没说是谁。
He asks, what is Paul? What is Apollos?
他说是保罗算什么？是什么东西？不算，他不是问他是谁，他是什么？
Like a catechism, Paul answers his own question.
所以就像要你问答一样，保罗呢提了问题呢自己来回答。
What are Apollos and Paul?
他说呢，亚波罗和保罗算什么
？Answer, servants.
答案就是他们只不过是仆人，仅仅是仆人。
Mere servants.
仅仅是仆人。
To Greek ears, the word for servants refers to those who perform unskilled tasks and who are of a low social status.
对于希腊人来说呢？仆人这个词呢，指的是那些从事简单劳动、非技能性劳动的这种社会低下的人，社会地位低下的人。
Paul will go on to compare church leaders to field workers.
所以呢，保罗呢继续把教会的领袖呢比作田里面劳作的工人。
Paul is saying to boast in men is to boast in lowly farm laborers.
所以保罗说呢。在人之间的这种夸耀，实际上是卑微的农妇的夸耀。
To boast in lowly servants and not the Lord is a misplacement of praise.
夸耀卑微的仆人，而不是夸耀主，这是一种错误的一种赞誉。
Paul intends to replace their misplaced loyalties with devotion to God alone.
保罗呢，要哥林多人呢用。单单对神的忠诚来取代他们对人的错误的效忠。
Do not boast in human teachers who are nothing more than lowly field laborers.
不要夸奖同为人类的教师，他们只不过是田地里劳作的卑微的劳动者。
But boast in the Lord of the fields who gives the growth.
但要赞美田地的主人，就是那个主是大地成长的主。
This brings us to our final point this morning, boast in God.
这就把我们带到我们今天的最后一点，就是在主里赞美。
Let's now consider verses 6 and 7.
我们现在来看第六节到第七节。
According to Paul, he and Apollos are nothing.
按照保罗的说法，他和亚波罗都不算什么。
Of course, officers are needed in the church.
当然了，教会里需要有职分的人。
But they are needed because God has said so.
之所以教会需要他们，因为上帝说他们是需要，是需教会里需要有这些人。
God regulates His church, and He calls servants to plant and water the field that is His church.
神统管他的教会，神呼召他的仆人去栽种、去浇灌他的田地，就是他的教会。
But ultimately, their work is dependent on him.
但是呢，他们工作的最终的果效呢，则取决于神。
The growth of crops is, in a field is an apt metaphor.
田地里庄稼的生长这样的比喻呢，是一个比较恰当的比喻。
The labors of both preachers and farmers are at the mercy of God.
因为呢，传讲福音的传教士。和农夫的劳作呢，在上帝的都是在上帝怜悯的手里。
From the germination of the seed to its growing tall, strong, and fruitful, ultimately, God alone gives the growth.
从种子发芽到它长高、长壮、结果子，最终只有神才能让它生长。
From the germination of that seed in the soil of a person's heart to its flourishing into spiritual maturity and producing fruit of the Spirit, God alone gives the growth.
从种子在人的心里新的土壤里发芽，在灵性上成熟，最终结出圣灵的果子，只有神才能使他们成长。
You who place your faith in Christ have been made His treasured possession.
你们这些把信心放在耶稣基督身上的人，已经是耶稣基督的财宝了。
You've been added to His church, added to His beloved field, His very own beloved garden.
你已经被添加到神的教会里，你已经被添加到上帝心爱的田地里，你最心爱，他最心爱的花园。
Let's finally consider verses 8 and 9.
最后我们来看第八节和第九节。
As far as status is concerned, all of God's servants are one.
就身份而言，神所有的仆人是一体的，是一。
Neither Paul or Apollos are responsible for the growth. They are nothing compared to God, and they are fellow workers with one another.
无论是保罗还是亚波罗都没有成长的责任。他们与神相比微不足道，而且他们是与神同工的。
And God alone judges the value of His servants' labors.
只有神才能评价他仆人劳作的价值是多少。
The Corinthians are in no place to divisively judge the labors of God's workers.
哥林多人没有资格对神的仆人的工作品头论足，做分割式的判断。
God will distribute His wages as He sees fit.
上帝会按照他认为合适的方式派发他的奖赏。
That is because the church leaders belong to God, and so do the Corinthians.
因为神教会的领袖是属神的，哥林多人作为教会的会众也是属神的。
The church is God's beloved garden.
教会是神心爱的花园。
He carefully watches over it and assigns workers to tend to its every need.
神精心地看管他的花园，并指派工人来满足他的花园里的每一项的需要。
But the church is not only referred to as a garden.
但是呢，神的教会呢，不仅仅被称为神的花园。
The church is also, as Paul calls it, a building.
教会呢，像保罗说的那样，也是神的建造。
In fact, the type of building Paul has in mind is the temple of God.
实际上呢，保罗心目中的神的建造呢，是神的殿。
Paul switches from agricultural imagery to architectural imagery. The church is a garden, and she's a temple.
所以保罗呢，他从一个农业的植物的这种画面转到了一个建筑的画面，就是教会呢是一个花园，从一个花园变成了一个圣殿。
Is Paul just merely employing a new metaphor here?
然而保罗在这里仅仅是做了一个比喻的变化吗？
Probably not.
可能不是的。
The Garden of Eden was itself a temple of God.
伊甸园本身就是神的圣殿。
There God walked amongst His people and manifested His presence.
在伊甸园里，神行走在他的百姓当中，彰显他的同在。
Adam was ordered to work and keep the garden of God, just as the Levitical priests were ordered to work and keep the temple.
亚当从上帝那里领受。工作去劳作去看守上帝的花园，就像立位的祭司一样，被命令去服侍和看守圣殿一样。
The prophet Ezekiel even calls Eden the holy mountain of God, much like Mount Zion, the holy mountain on which Solomon's temple stood.
先知以西结称伊甸园为上帝的神的圣山，就像所罗门圣殿所在的圣山锡安山一样。
Even when God orders Solomon's temple to be built, He orders that it contain imagery that harkens back to Eden.
神甚至命令建造所罗门的圣殿，他命令圣殿要含有伊甸园的样式，好像人看见圣殿，让人看见圣殿就想起伊甸园。
Angels and garden imagery such as fruits, palm trees, and flowers decorated the temple.
就像天使和花园中的这样的一个画面，比如说水果呀， 棕榈树啊和鲜花呀装饰整个圣殿。
But now in the New Covenant, God's sanctuary does not reside within the bounds of a garden, nor is the church called to gather around the earthly Jerusalem.
但是呢，在新约时代，神的圣所不再局限于花园这样的范畴里面，教会呢也不再被呼召聚集在地上的耶路撒冷的周围。
God has chosen a different place to reside in this age.
上帝呢，在新约时代呢，选择了一个不同的居所。
He has chosen you.
神选择了你。
You are God's holy temple.
你是神的圣殿。
The temple garden in which God moves today is His beloved church.
今天上帝行走的圣殿的花园就是他所钟爱的教会。
But how does the holy maker of heaven and earth make sinners His holy residence?
但是神圣的天地创造者如何使罪人成为他的圣所呢？
Does he not know how broken the church is today?
难道神不知道今天的教会是多么的破碎吗？
Does God not know the sins that are in our hearts?
难道神不知道我们心中的罪念吗？
God knows.
上帝知道一切。
In this program life, the garden of God still has weeds.
在我们今生的天路上，神的花园里，
The temple of God is not yet complete.
神的花园呢，还没有完工。
But on the day of Jesus Christ, you, the temple garden of God, will be cleansed of every spot and every blemish.
但是在耶稣基督的日子，你，上帝的圣殿花园将被洁净，清除所有的斑点和瑕疵。
And you will be arrayed in the perfect holiness of Jesus Christ.
你将披上耶稣基督完美的圣洁。
God is personally involved in building, sustaining, and preserving His church until that day.
在那一天到来之前，神会亲自的参与建造、维护和保守他的教会。
And He will continue to build you.To sustain you and preserve you in Christ forevermore.
神将继续在耶稣基督里建造你，支持你，保守你，直到永远。
In light of this present reality and that future hope, your Lord exhorts you today. Do not quarrel and divide over mere men.
鉴于眼下的这样的现实，为了未来的盼望，今天我们的主劝告我们，不要只为了人的缘故而争吵和分裂。
But as God's holy temple, be united in Christ, and give all glory to God alone.
而要做神的圣殿，要在耶稣基督里联合，将一切荣耀归给神。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our most holy Father who is in heaven, because you have not forsaken us, but have reconciled us to, through the obedience and atonement of your own Son, we draw near to your throne in prayer.
我们在天上最神圣的父，因为你没有离弃我们，而是通过你的儿子的顺服和赎罪使我们与你和好。我们在祷告中来到你的宝座前。
Help us, Lord, to be united as your one holy Catholic Church.
主啊，求你帮助我们合而为一，成为你那合一的教会。
Continue to uphold your faithful officers here in this congregation and around the world.
求你继续保守你放在各个教会中的仆人和世界各地的教会中的忠实的仆人。
There's nothing we can do apart from you, O Lord.
主啊，离开了你，我们什么也做不了。
And for this reason, we give you alone all the glory.
正因为如此，我们要把一切荣耀归给你。阿门。
阿门。